cover them with hay and then turn around and cut cone stalks and kind of heap them up, you know, like you've seen those Indian tits or wigwams and like that. And they leave a place there with a piece of plank for a door that you know where to go in it. And then they put dirt on it. According as the weather started, they'd add a little more dirt on them and they would keep all the one along. And in the spring, they would get them out, save some out, they call seed protectors. And they make a bed and plant them, and that's the way the slips was for another year.
Oh, yes, I see. But the process went on from year to year,
year to year.
I see. Well, something with a strong odor that made tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden.
Onions, something I don't like.
You don't like them? Oh, no. The little fresh ones that you eat, they're called
spring onions.
Anything else?
Well, I don't see them now, but when I was a child, they used to have one they called a shallot onion. Oh. And it had a little button when the spring was over, and they run up to seed, and they would save those little buttons, and then they'd plant them back into the ground. And then the next winter, that would come forth, those little buttons would come out and be shallowed onions for the next winter.
I see. That's interesting. Well, what are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup?
Some of the vegetables.
Yes.
Well, you'd use carrots, tomatoes, and you would use some of the butter beans you have and some of the corn you have, and chop up some of the white potatoes and put in there. And of course you would cut some onions and put in there. And of course you would have either some chicken broth or some kind of broth that you would put in there. It would make a very tasteable soup.
Did you ever use a vegetable that's a little slick like?
Oh yeah, okra.
That seasoned it very well, I
think.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and...
Well, it'll just dry up and rot, just mold away like.
Mm-hmm. But before it rots, does the skin change any?
Yes,
you know?
It do. It shrivel up, you know.
Now, what are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbages.
I see.
And also lettuce.
That is true, isn't it? That's true. All right. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Read again, please.
For example, if you want to get the peas out of the pod, you say, I have to...
Shell them or hurl them.
Sometimes it is hurl them. That's true. Get them out. what about the large, yellowish, flat beans, the seeds now, not the pods? A minute ago, you said that you put them in soup.
Well, now the okra that you have, you can let the pods grow old and dry up, and then you can shell them and save the seeds and plant them.
I see. Well, now there's another kind of bean that you eat the pod and all. You know, it's long.
Oh, that's a string bean. There's a new string bean now. There's a new string bean that's called a yard long. And it is a yard long, and it's the most best tasting thing you ever ate in your life.
Is that right? I've never seen one of those. A yard long. Is that right? Oh, I certainly would like to see some. Did you have some in your garden, planted in your garden?
No, my cousin. She brought me some last year.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Of,